Hello, 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 everybody, and good evening. I hope you are all doing well on this fine, fine, beautiful day. Let me make sure, yep, you can all hear me right. Those levels have been kind of strange. I don't know what's going on with everything. If I'm too loud or too soft or too whatever, let me know. I know there's been some problems with the mic as of late, so we'll see what happens. We'll see. There's been some issues. My volume was down, but you know, that's okay because today nothing can bring me down. It's been a fantastic day. I've walked a total of, so far, and the day isn't even over, I've walked over 17,000 steps, which is pretty impressive, pretty good. I usually average about like 8 to 9,000 and plus like being on the hills, that's more like 11 to 12,000 in reality. But yeah, it's been a good day. I've walked around a lot. I've had a lot of quote unquote sister dates with sorority girls. It's been quite a day. And then I went to Boston Burger Company to top it all off, and I split a lovely, lovely, lovely egg burger with Elisa. It was fantastic. It was delicious, and had some sweet potato fries as well. So that was kind of fun. That was kind of delicious. I'll tell you more about my day in the past couple days as I continue to go on. But for now, I should probably say who I am and say what you just listened to because, you know, that is the requirement. So this is Ava on Ava on Air, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. And you just heard Sad Machine by Masho, who I have talked about many, many times in the past. And as you probably know, he is a North Carolina boy himself, and he goes to NC State, I think. I'm not positive. I could be wrong. But he goes there, and he's pretty cool. He's a great artist. I really enjoy him. I think he does a lot of things right in his music, and I've played him on the radio many times before. I've played some of his other hits, Lemon Baby and a few other things, but a lot of his music that I like the most, he actually took off Spotify for some reason, but it's still on SoundCloud, so maybe one day I'll log into the old SoundCloud and play some of his tracks there. So up next, we got a few more cool ones. We got some Claude going on, and then we got some Brisna Maroney and some Claro, you know, a very cookie cutter indie alt pop set. And then we're going to top it all off with my newfound lover, Dua Lipa, at the end of the hour. So something to look forward to. Hope you love it before then. And I'm excited for tonight's set.
Missing out on endless banter. let's figure this out. Park my car in front of your house. Read my list of things I wrote down. Reasons why I think this works out. I don't care if you know. I spend every summer alone. Turn myself around, go and see the curtains move in your window. It's just a matter of time till this comes up and I break down.
We don't have to, although we
Oh, well, guess what? I'm back. You know, please tell me if the mics aren't working. I'm still a little paranoid, still a little nervous about that, so I guess we'll just have to see. Oh, ooh, the levels are just switching up. They're just doing their thing. You know what? Just a little concerning. A little concerning at best. It's fine, so if you can hear me, let me know. So, basically what's happening is that you just heard a few songs. You just heard Cuff Your Jeans by Claude, which is off their new album, Super Monster. I've played a little bit of Claude in the past, but nothing serious, you know. I'm still discovering Claude as an artist. And then you also heard It's Still Cool If You Don't by Briston Maroney. Thank you, Dad. He said he can hear the mic. That's very nice to hear. I'm so glad to hear that. And then... yeah, It's Still Cool If You Don't is a really interesting song. I really like it. It's kind of a departure from Briston's other stuff. It's a little more upbeat and funky. Thanks, Jaya. Oh, I'm glad that you're listening. Hey, Jaya. I didn't know if you guys would be back yet. So what basically happened, I should probably talk about the other song that I heard, and then I will run into my spiel of the story that I have. So then you also heard Softly by Claro. That is off of her newest album. I won't call it new, but it's definitely newest. And I really like that album. It took me a while to discover because Clara was very popular in the indie alt area. And I just was like, no, she's too cool for school. Hi, Jaya. Hi again. Hey again. She's too cool for school. I don't want to listen to her. I'm on my high horse. I'm not going to do it. But you know what? Nothing like a little trash indie pop. There's nothing like it. It hits Diffy Q every time. It's different. And so, as for my story, I was in the Davis Square with all of my lovely sweet mates. Not all of them. It was about half. And we were eating, and we were also eating with Aiden Marshall. Shout out Kiara and Aiden. A couple going strong, you know. You know how it be. And we were eating, and we were sitting at the picnic tables, and then I saw the Joey, a.k.a. the bus that transports us to and fro. Just go. I just saw it run. I just saw it go away because I forgot that the Joey had changed the location where they pick people up. And it was getting late at this point, so I needed to return for this lovely radio show, which you're hearing me discuss things on right now. And so I was saying, I'll just go check to see if there's another one. Usually there's two in a row. And so it just depends on the situation. But I was lucky enough that there was another one there. And so I hopped on and I left all my trash with my suite mates. So thank you for cleaning that up, everybody. Much appreciated. So I hopped on. And you know what? I was the only one on that bus. I was the singular person other than the driver. And it was a huge bus, too. It was like one of those buses that can fit 100 people. And I was the only person on it. And I was like, I rode in silence with the driver, you know. And then when we reached the destination, a.k.a. the lovely campus center, I was like, this was the best Uber ever. You were just a huge Uber XL. So maybe that's just really funny to me, but he also thought it was funny. He laughed. He's like, haha, yeah, all to yourself. Woohoo. And then I said, have a great weekend. And then we departed ways, and that was the extent of the story. Maybe it was a lot funnier to me than it was to the rest of you, but I hope you enjoyed it. So yes, you know. Oh, Catherine, that's rude. You said, who said we cleaned up your mess? Mm-hmm. Whatever. Okay, well, Catherine's fact-checking me currently over text. That's rude. You can't fact-check my story, because whatever I say on air is canon, because it lives on the internet forever. Okay, so next you're going to be hearing some Window by Still Woozy, and then a little song called Romeo and Juliet by Peter McPullen, and then something new with Paul McCartney's feature album that he's been releasing, and it's a really good song, and I'm excited to play it. So I will see you guys on the flip side.
Okay.
If I got one thing right, it was you and me. But I go in through the window so nobody sees. Pull me closer, please. I don't even need you to explain. How much longer will you keep me on your chain? I'm running out of options. You're running through my mind with a shotgun. I think she might be robbing. She can take what she wants. I just wanna make you late. Would you wanna waste that? I know you like my goofy ass. I bet you hate that. I see what's underneath and I love you more now. And now I know how.
Yeah.
If I got one thing right, it was you and me. But I go in through the window so nobody sees. Pull me closer, please. Explain how much longer will you keep me on your chain? Too bad it's good, or else I'd be gone. Madame Gicure. And then we go back to your place, don't lie. We wanna get high, so we're gonna get high. And then I see a laugh on your face, so I might die. So I might die. So I might die. If I got one thing right, it was you and me. So I'll go in so nobody sees. Pull me closer, please. I don't even need you to explain. How much longer will you keep me on your chain?
Thank you.
I don't mean an acting bit. I mean just the words. Read.
Not that bit. It's done so many times.
Oh, for goodness sake.
All right, do another bit. Any bit.
Oh, God, I have no divine soul.
Got me on the go. She scored a bullseye in the early morning glow. Then I asked her, have you read the paper? Okay, people talking about which side they're taking. And if you know them, baby, what's your take on it? Does it make you wanna?
Hope you liked that one. I know I certainly did. That is a fantastic song. I'm really super a big fan of it. And yeah, that's the one that you just heard was The Kiss of Venus with Paul McCartney and Dominic Fike. Dominic Fike, I think that's how you say his name. And Paul McCartney, like later this year, he's releasing a project featuring a lot of other artists, like a lot of younger artists. Like, for example, you just heard Dominic Fike. He's really big within like the alt and indie pop community. That's like literally all I talk about, I guess. I would say he's more alt, though. And then he's also doing stuff with Beck. He just released that single the other day, as well as Phoebe Bridgers, which is very, very exciting, as I love her very much. And a few others. Like, I know it's going to be a very prominent album, which is very exciting. And so you just heard Softly by Claro, and then you heard Window by Still Woozy. I love this song. I've definitely played it on the radio before, but it's just such a good song. I just had to play it again, and I just jam to it every time. And then you heard Romeo and Juliet with Peter McPoland, and that's a song I really like as well. And I just think it's really fantastic. I played him a couple weeks ago as well. I played a different song of his. But this is the song of his that really just like sent him to success, and by success, he's still a pretty small artist. Let me see how many streams this has. Yeah, this song has 2 million streams, and that's his most popular song by about 1 million streams. So he's still a smaller artist. He, like, got his start, as many do, and as I literally talk about every week, he got his start on TikTok, and it's interesting how he did it, because he just wrote, like, snippets of songs and, like, played them acoustic, and, like, his fans gave him direct feedback about what they think he can improve and do better, and, like, some of his songs have really gotten really big on TikTok. So it's really interesting, like, the creative process that goes into that, and, like, how he is always accepting feedback on a regular basis. So it's pretty interesting. And then, as I just talked about, you heard The Kiss of Venus, and that's the next feature album that he's going to release, Paul McCartney, It has to be Phoebe Bridgers. It probably won't be, but it has to be because I really want to hear her. And you're going to hear next, up next, Bite the Hand, which is a song with Julian Baker and Phoebe Bridgers off of Boy Genius, which is a feature album that I don't know if Phoebe did it herself. I think it was more of just a combined effort with three people, Julian Baker, Phoebe Bridgers, and Lucy Dacus. And yeah, this is a really cool album. It's a really cool song, and there's a lot of cool harmonies on it, and I'm excited to listen to this because it's become one of my favorite songs over the past couple weeks, and yeah, it's a song I really like. So you'll be hearing some Phoebe / Julian / Lucy, and then after that, a little bit of Frank Ocean, and then a little bit of Benet. I just kind of mixed up the cue a little bit because, you know, I was feeling so apt. So yeah, you'll be hearing Bite the Hand right now.
You're too far away. I can't see you. The light is in my face. I can't touch you. I wouldn't if I could. I can't love you how you want me to. I can't love you how you want me to. I can't love you how you want me to.
We once had things in common. Now the only thing we share is the refrigerator. Ice cold, baby, I told you, I'm ice cold.
Ice cold.
You out here flying high?
High.
Go ahead, fly that thing. High. High. But fly alone.
You always smoking in the house. What if my mother comes over? You can't get up and get a job. Cause this little hustle's getting you by. You're the dealer and the stoner with the sweetest
Hello again. Do you know what it's time for? I would just have to say that it is time for a PSA. Everyone's favorite time of the night. Oh, yeah. And tonight I will be talking about texting while driving. Okay? Get ready. Big book time. This message is for all of you sitting in the passenger seat, and apologies if things get a little uncomfortable. But how does it feel to be at the mercy of someone who thinks a random text is worth more than your life? Why not just ask them to stop texting? It may be a little awkward, but believe me, you will live. Get it? That's so funny. A message brought to you by the Ad Council, the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, and WMFO in Medford Tufts Educational Radio. Learn more at stoptextstoprex.org. Thank you. Well, that was great. That was kind of funny. It had like a little death humor at the end. Nothing like a little dark humor to get the night going, you know? It's so fun. So great. So you just heard Bite the Hand, which I had already previously discussed a little bit. And then you heard Pilot Jones by Frank Ocean, a song that I've recently discovered because I've been getting more into Frank's old music. And it's interesting because this is before he came out as gay. I think he's gay. So a lot of the pronouns that he uses in his songs are still she at this point. While obviously off of his newer stuff, he's using male pronouns. He, you know, he's singing about boys because he likes kissing boys. So there you go. And then you heard If I Get to Meet You by Benet, which is a song I really like, off of her newer, just like Claro, the newer album, which is called Hey You, X, like hey, and then like how British people say hello, like with the X after everything. I don't know why they type like that. They just have X's after everything. They think they're special because of it. You know, Harry Styles does it, so the rest of them think they can do it as well. And then next, you're going to hear a really, really, really fun song, which is Next Year. It's a RAC remix, Rack remix, and it's originally by the Two Door Cinema Club. And this is a song that I really, really, really liked around this time last year. And I would listen to it in early quarantine to reflect on all the fun times that I had at school. And it's a really fun song, and I'm going to be probably air dancing, not air dancing, I'll be dancing and air guitaring up in the studio. I'll be flickering the lights. I'm going to just go crazy. So hope you like it, and I will see you guys on the next track.
I don't know what to say. Another day. to me as if you knew me, saying I'll be home for next year, darling.
Control all the time, so spent all day. Wonder why you can never find the words to say. Never find the words to say. I'm excited, been drinking in a lonely space. Become too used to the taste. Must be my mind playing tricks on me. Making up things and making me stare into the headlights. Too fast, too bright for my own eyes. Maybe I'm making up for lost time. If I could wait for a minute, I'd wait for a minute. Maybe your love could take me far.
Hello again, everybody. This will be the last time I am checking in tonight, and you know what? I am pretty darn tired. I don't know what's wrong with me. I'm just really tired. Maybe it's the fact that I've walked literally so much today. How many steps even is, like, it probably will be 20,000 before it's all over. I'm going to Google it live on air. How many miles, let's see, how many miles is 20,000 steps? Let's see. Okay. Oh my God, I've walked 10 miles! miles today. Oh my God, that's so many miles, and that feels kind of incorrect. So maybe Google just lied to me as they can and as they do. So, you know, I've walked 10 miles today. I think that's an excuse for me to be tired. I need a little pick-me-up. I need a little Diet Coke moment, which I already had, but then because I got on the Joey with nobody else on it, I forgot it, and I left it for my friends to clean up, and I had like 3 sips, and that was all. But, you know, it's fine. So, finally tonight, you'll be hearing a song that I love very much, which is Future Nostalgia by Miss Dua Lipa. Oh, yeah. So, a little story about my best friend in the world, Dua Lipa. Ugh, love her. So, I've been listening to her song Levitating, featuring DaBaby, about 6 times a day for the past week, and I need to in order to stay alive. It's a requirement at this point. It's what I eat, it's what I drink, it's what I sleep, it's what I breathe. I love that song. It's just so catchy. I love it. I wish I could play it, but it's too explicit because the DaBaby version is the ultimate supreme version, and it has to be played the way it is. I just can't even describe it. It's the perfect pop song. And so for my class, my creative writing journalism class, of course, I decided to review Ms. Dua Lipa, as Wendy Williams calls her. I decided to review her album, Future Nostalgia, and it was very well received by my professor, Neil Miller. He said, "Your writing's really..." And then he started doing this sharp and snappy in this one. So thank you, Neil Miller. I hope and I'm glad that he liked it. So... yeah, this is the last time I'll be checking in tonight. This is Ava, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. And finally, as promised, here's Future Nostalgia.
Change the game like modern architecture. John Lautner coming your way. I know you like this beat, cause Jeff been doing the damn thing. You wanna turn it up loud. Future Nostalgia is the name. I know you're dying trying to figure me out. My name's on the tip of your tongue. Keep running your mouth. You want the recipe but can't handle myself. In a glass house, you keep on talking that talk. One day you're gonna blast out. You can't be bitter if I'm out here showing my face. You want what now looks like? Let me give you a taste. I know you're dying trying to figure me out. My name's on the tip of your tongue. Keep running your mouth. You want the recipe but can't handle myself.
DJs are pre-recording their shows for broadcast on air. We can still accept phone calls, but the phone line is in voicemail mode. Call 855-915-9636 and be sure to leave the DJ's name in the voicemail so we can forward it to the correct person. The following program was recorded earlier. Enjoy.